Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Deb here again, and the title of today's devotional is Storms, from Matthew 7, 24 through 27. There is a movie you might have seen called The Perfect Storm. The film tells the true story of the Andrea Gale, a commercial fishing vessel that was lost at sea with all hands after being caught in the perfect storm of 1991. A tropical cyclone formed behind them as they ventured further out to sea than normal in quest of fish. The crew decides to risk the storm to catch more fish and make money. Their unwise decision resulted in two powerful weather fronts merging and causing them to sink, even after repeated warnings from other ships to turn back. The whole crew is lost due to the captain's unwise decisions. The longer we live, the more storms we encounter in life. We were never promised calm seas, but just the strength to withstand the storms when they come, and they will come. The storm Jesus talks about in Matthew 7 is symbolic of other kinds of storms in our lives. It's a symbol of chaos, negativity, trauma, difficulty, weakness, and even depression. Storm symbolism also signifies change and transition because storms are only temporary but can have lasting effects. It could be an unexpected diagnosis or even death of a loved one. It could be the end of a relationship or marriage with no awareness that the storm was brewing. You could be the parent of a teenager that rebels and makes decisions that change the course of their life and yours. The scenarios are endless, but what does Scripture teach us about the storms of life? I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world, John 16:33, and 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Sometimes storms humble us into learning new patterns of behavior or bring us into a closer walk with the Lord. Storms don't have to destroy us. They can cause us to grow. They can bring people closer together as families and communities. When trusting the Lord in difficult times, go to the promises of God. Scripture is loaded with promises that teach us about having faith in God during hard times. He tells us not to worry, to pray, and He will give us peace like you can't imagine. He tells us that He is there with us in the trenches. If you have those promises hidden in your heart already, you are prepared to stand strong in the hard times because the Holy Spirit will bring verses to mind reminding you He is with you. We also have each other to lean on during the storms and keep us accountable. We have many resources here at church to help you as well. If you are walking through a storm, you're not alone. We want to come alongside you. Thanks for listening today. Have a blessed week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.